On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
How y'all doing? Hi, Phil, that's your greeting. I'm sorry I stole it.
How y'all doing?
That's my man. How are you today, sir?
You know, if I were any better, they'd have me drug tested again.
I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. Phil and I just had the most pleasant phone conversation this morning, and I mean it when I say it. I love you dearly.
Thank you.
I'm being sarcastic because the one thing old guys don't like when they go on vacation and computers are changed, and that's heart attack inducing. But I got my notes. Thank you very much for your help.
No problem.
Thank you very much. You do this every day for me. Awesome, man. Very good. I've been gone for a week. You'll have to fill me in on the backstage gossip here. Did I miss anything big besides you changing everything to do about the computers?
Once we got the flood under control, that put out the fire.
A flood.
So everything was fine.
I had to go to, well, I didn't have to go. I went to a yearly meeting among old, and we're talking people who were in the Vegas media in the 1970s, a very informal group. No fez hats, no Robert's Rules of Order, you know, just a wonderful trip in time in a banquet room, you know, going back in time, trading stories, you know, about Vegas and being in the media back then. When I used to go to show openings with newspaper columnists, and now there are no newspaper columnists at all. I mean, they're just, it was like the, what is that thing, the room of unloved toys or
for the island of misfit toys?
That's it. That we were an island of misfit toys. Nobody, some of us got some work, but most no. But the stories we traded, you know, about the casino owner who used to threaten us with physical harm. We talked about Sheriff Ralph, Ralph Lamb, who would clear our traffic offenses for us if we just stopped by his office and talked about his favorite topic, which was fishing. Then he would just mark off everything that was on your record. You know, they, oh, he's going to talk to you about fishing. So I had to read up on fishing so I could, you know, hold my own. We remembered the TV reporter who hammered the mob in Vegas night after night and had his car firebombed. And he came on the air. I'll never forget that night. He came on the air and he said, it doesn't take much courage to sneak up and attack an unarmed car.
Wasn't that Ned Day?
Was Ned Day, absolutely.
Yeah.
Died mysteriously, died young, only 42. Coroner said he had a heart attack. I don't think it was fully investigated, but and strangely, when I moved to Vegas, I was looking for a new apartment, and they showed me. I had no idea. You know, it was his apartment. It was his apartment that they were offering to rent to me, and I was a little bit too frightful, thinking the mob wanted to, you know, send an extra message, so I passed on his apartment. But it was a different time. It was a whole, you know, man, it just really took me back. Didn't have to go, but did, because I really enjoy that. And Kathy wanted to see shows, and, you know, she wanted to see The Wizard of Oz at the Sphere. And I said, come on, how many times have we all seen The Wizard of Oz? And they want $200 to $300 a seat, tickets, to see it in the Sphere. I said, really now, you want to see it for the 21st time? How could it be different? Not only that, I read that it's not really the full movie. It's like an hour and 10 minutes. But, you know, good husband here. I bought the tickets and we went, and I'll have to say, folks, if you want to see something incredible, it was glorious. It was so colorful, and they did things with butterflies, robot butterflies flying in the air around you in the seat. When the tornadoes come in, they kicked up these air blowers, and the screen was almost all around you because they added all, I guess they used AI to do this. They added sides to the movie that replicated what was going on with the main screen. And so it was phenomenal, I'll have to say. You know, once again, she was right. And that was about it. You know, listen, they're not big names in Vegas, you know, that we're used to anymore. There are two and three big names who play Vegas now, and they only play weekends. But not like before when you had all the big names driving down the strip. It's not like that anymore. You got these like DJs who, you know, play records in a nightclub, and they actually get on the marquee and they have the imitator acts. So there was, you know, there was Earth, Wind, and Fire. We saw Earth, Wind, and Fire. That was the biggest name there. We did some very embarrassing old people dancing in the aisle moves. Couldn't help it. Went to see the imitator Billy Joel and Elton John show because I have new appreciation for Billy Joel after seeing that new documentary on HBO, and I love Elton John music. And I said, well, let's go see this. You know, I was picturing a lookalike Billy Joel and a lookalike Elton John with their two pianos and giving us a wonderful time. Well, the Billy Joel imitator came out, and, you know, Billy Joel's a short little guy. This guy was like 7 feet tall. Bald. No, not kidding. He played piano great and everything. But after a while, I'm wondering, where's Elton? You know, well, finally, Billy Joel, after 40 minutes, gets up and he goes, let me go get my good friend Elton. And he goes in, leaves the stage, and he comes back with a big Carol Channing feather boa with funny sunglasses. And suddenly the 7 foot guy is Elton. was disappointing. Another reason to go to Vegas is to be thankful for Reno traffic. It's really mind adjustment. No, really. I get out at Plumas and Moana when I get back here, and I kiss the ground when the light is red. It's really not that bad here.
No, it's not.
Haven't we all heard this is why those Southern Californians, those Bay Area people and L.A. people, why they're coming? They'll tell you themselves. Often the first answer, you know, to why did you choose here? They go into this, well, back when I worked in the Bay Area, it took me almost an hour to get to work every day. And I think they actually have that printed on laminated cards to tell us, you know, that very common answer. But for the first time ever, I admitted to myself, uh-oh, this is paradise lost. It took us, I would say, a good hour to get from Electric Avenue on USA Parkway to Reno on westbound 80. And this was like 2 in the afternoon yesterday,
yeah,
Phil.
It's getting bad on eastbound 80 starting at 439 into Sparks every weekday.
Well, I check the traffic. You know, we sit here and we do the traffic reports, and you know, we always talk about the backups, but to be in the middle of it, it's horrendous. And to be on that side of things and to realize this takes every single day. I looked up reports online to see if there was a crash or something. I listened to you doing the traffic reports and everything. You just said the usual backups. Usual backups are a huge problem. No crashes. Traffic was stopped at the 80 on-ramp from USA. Got through there. Don't see why that happened. Then at Tracy Clark, it stopped again. 20 miles per hour after 10 minutes. And then it stopped again at Mustang. You know, then you get through and you say, what happened? There's nothing. And now, you know, the Sparks mayor had a very good idea, I have to admit, about the toll road to alleviate the traffic on westbound 80 going to USA Parkway and back again, by having the toll road go from Sparks to pretty much out that area. But, you know, toll road. And I would still vote against it because one is all in fine to create, to do something about that awful situation. But, you know, the door's open. And some developer will say, I will build 500 homes here and bring a lot of tax money if you build a toll road for me to my new development. We don't want that to get to that point. This is how we get into having to pay our own taxes for things like that. It was a shock to me. Also, what do we all get when we come back from a trip or even buy something at a store or eat at a restaurant? What do they email and always ask you now? Or you just call a business. You call any place, anywhere in the USA. You're on the phone waiting for a human. What's the common question?
Would you be interested in taking a short survey after the call?
Good grief, how many surveys could the average person fill out on the average day? A dozen? Two dozen?
Because we stayed a survey and find out.
We stayed at different hotels. We ate at different restaurants and everything. So now I'm just besieged by these surveys. It's getting ridiculous. You just went to the car dealer for an oil change, and they're going to send you a survey.
How was the oil change?
Listen, I don't have any idea. You know what? The car came in. It came out. What do you want me to say in the survey? The never-ending surveys. And they keep getting worse. You buy a donut.
Would you like to do a survey on the donut?
I think, I don't know what I could say about the donut. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry, but it's just getting a little bit ridiculous.
With the donut, you could have some fun. As a whole, it was pretty good.
Well, I used to answer surveys all the time when I had an issue, and then I realized nobody's reading them because nobody got back to me. So I thought, no, let's see, give me something. I'm not doing this. Also, news I missed while I was gone, and I have to get an explanation on this. We have this new program, apparently, where you can report people who are driving in Nevada without a license plate.
Yes. They introduced that on Tuesday, I believe.
Hello? I saw a car with no plates. Okay. What was the plate number? And I would bet that most of the reports come in about exes, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. There were ticked off ex-girlfriends and ex-wives jumping for joy with this news.
Folks, we have a cat show this weekend. It's at the Reno Sparks Convention Center. Molly is interested. She wants to know if there's going to be any squirrels there. For real, it's called the Whisker Lickin' and Tail Twitchin' Cat Show. International cat show featuring 140 cats, purebred and rescue cats, all proceeds to benefit Palomino Valley Pet Rescue. It just opened at 9 o'clock. It goes to 4 today. I have never seen a cat show in Reno before.
I haven't either. And with the name they gave it, it sounds like something Dennis Hoff would sponsor.
That kind of, yeah, there could be a mistake. Did I ever tell you about the cat show I heard about when I was living in Texas, and I heard there was a cat show in Fort Worth when I was living in Texas, a cat show, Fort Worth. Turned out it was all yellow tractors.
Oh, I can see that. I can.
And finally, Reno is getting a professional USL soccer team. What should we name it? Something to stroke a little fear in the hearts of visiting teams, I'm thinking. How about FC Donner Party?
Not bad.
What, too soon? Too soon? Reno, the awful awfuls.
No.
The Reno biggest littles, I don't know. All right, I got something to say about the No Kings protest going on today. As you just heard on the newscast, top of the hour, they reported, advertised it, the No Kings protest going on here in Reno. Do you have something to say about that? 775-884-9910, number to call. Thanks for, waiting for me. As I think. Phil, thanks for being there. We're going to take a break, be back in a short while. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday 9 to noon. We got a lot of guests today, too. So, now's the time to call, I guess, so give us a ring. Okay, 99.1, 92.3 FM, Talk FM News, Talk Time, 920.
Is FM Talk. There
Welcome back, friends. Good morning, Americans. Hello, my friend. Like always, it's a delight to be with you. It's Open Lines, this segment. We're going to be kind of kicked back today. I think we have several guests today, and I'm not going to throw that many subjects out there. This segment is more like just what's on your mind segment. Okay, the network news. I noticed that they've been running advertisements camouflaged as news stories for the No Kings protests today. The No Kings protest in Reno from 11 to 2 today is part of a national day of action to, quote, stand against the authoritarianism and demand that the power belongs to the people. Well, yeah, it does. I mean, the person we voted for president won. The people chose. At the same time, there was a political party that threw away all their primary votes for Biden and put the squeeze on him to drop out and give the presidency to the person the party bigwigs wanted instead. I mean, just like they did with Bernie Sanders and put the fix in for Hillary. This is what kings do, folks. But today, people all around are going to be getting together and get all pissy and moany about how much they hate Trump, and the networks are doing stories. Oh, I'm sorry, ads for this. The one I saw last night said they were protesting Trump and his enablers. Enablers. And these are network news people, so clearly, you know, they're very, very smart. Obviously, a lot smarter than you or me. We ought to know our place, right? We can't go questioning them. That's not, no. Do what you're told. Know your place. Yes, enablers. You know who you know? You know who Donald Trump's enablers are, by the way? The voters of America. How did Trump get enabled? Well, they had this election, and he won it. And while you know the smart guys of the network news, they're going to pretend that these No Kings folks are the voice of the people. But you and I, we're not that bright, you know, I'll be honest with you. But we're not so stupid as to fall for that lie. We are a democratic republic. The voice of the people is not heard in the streets. The voice of the people is heard at the ballot box. If we live in a mob-ruled society, the voice of the people is heard in the streets. Whoever blocks the most cars, you know, shouts the loudest, beats up the most ICE officers, I guess, you know, they would be in charge if we lived in what they call a mobocracy. Is it mobocracy? Crassy? But we don't. We live in a republic where the voice of the people is expressed at the ballot box. We control our society that way. We pick our leaders and we pick our officials, and through our officials, be they Mark Amadei or Catherine Cortez Masto or your state legislature people, we pick our representatives and we collectively do it. I have my vote. You'll have your vote. They'll add it all up, and they see who gets to go. And then the ones who go up there, they represent us, and they are the voice of the people. The ones out here today for the No Kings protest, it's a rabble, and they certainly are entitled to protest. That's peaceful assembly. That's freedom of speech. Knock yourself out. But pretending, network TV reporter, to pretend that they are the voice of the people is to deny the basic concept of American representative government and give credence to those who protest the enablers, i.e. protest the vote. I'm an enabler of Donald Trump. I voted for him, you know, and the people who enable Donald Trump are not nefarious monsters. They're neighbors. The people who empowered Donald Trump are the folks who went last November and cast their ballots, the people of the United States acting in a constitutional system enabled Donald Trump. And if the people who are out there today protesting don't like that, that's fine. You don't like the vote? That's tremendous. We're going to have another election here in a little while next year. You can vote again and express yourself. 3 years from now, you can vote for president again, and then somebody else will get enabled, right? Do they still teach this in school? You'd have to wonder. But this notion that just because some Soros-funded group is going to have some coordinated press event across the country and all the little comrades on the evening news are going to promote and advertise it doesn't mean that those of us who understand how the American Democratic Republic works have to take these people seriously for days. It's been all the No Kings demonstration is coming up. The No Kings demonstration is Saturday. That's great. But if you protest Donald Trump and, quote, enablers, you're protesting the free elections in the United States of America, and that's not democracy. But this is, hey, coordinated. It's all paid for. The news media is in. They got their billionaire money. They're going to do their thing, and God bless them. That's nice. But the rest of us, we're going to go out today. We're going to enjoy our American freedoms, okay? Is the evening news going to report on what you and I are doing over the weekend? This coming Tuesday, I'm speaking to a community group in Carson City. I haven't had the opportunity to talk to a reporter about that. Will one be swinging by to the fall festival at church we're going to tomorrow? No, because sometimes the news is not news. Sometimes the news is advertisement. And when the news at 6 o'clock on the network is telling you about the No Kings protest, it's not news. That's propaganda. But they'll get on the news. They'll create the impression that they've all, you know, got this support. But here's where we measure support. It's at the ballot box. And Trump won. And until his term is done, he's the president. You can march up and down in every town square there is in America. You're not going to change it. And I hope you enjoy your time on the 6 o'clock news. I really do. But please know that your neighbors think you're acting fool. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm just being upfront about this, you know, and you will see the story. Advertisement on the local news also tonight, the local news. And by the way, the No Kings protest is happening on the same day as the zombie crawl. It's pretty symbolic, wouldn't you say? A crowd of mindless boomers parroting what they've been told. I just have to mention one more thing. I mentioned local news. I got to say this. I don't recall if it was Channel 2 or Channel 8. The young lady, and I don't know the name, and it's hard to keep track. These, they come and go, but I'm not out to embarrass, so no names anyway. Otherwise, doing a very fine job. The story started with, Meta is working hard to keep kids safe. I kid you not, I just about fell off my chair. Meta is the reason why kids are not safe. Facebook has been abusing kids and creating bullies and shaming. And thank God I'm off the thing. But will the local media talk to the parents who have no recourse when their kid is stalked on Facebook and humiliated and driven sometimes to suicide? These parents have no recourse. There's no customer service phone line at Facebook to get that stuff off Facebook. But the local news says Meta is working hard to keep kids safe. I don't know what the story was about. Something about AI dates or I don't know. All right. I'm John Potter, live and local. We're going to break for Fox News. Be back shortly. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:32.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello. FM News Talk, time 9:38. 42 degrees. I missed the storm, I guess. Well, they even got snow in Vegas up on Mount Charleston.
Wow.
This week. Derek Lee. In the house from BrainHealthFormulas.com. It's all about Dopexil right now, your newest product, and you're getting more reports on this. And really, it shows just how important, I guess, dopamine really is.
Yeah.
This triggers dopamine without the crash. You can describe it a lot better than I can, so go ahead, Dopexil.
Dopexil is our newest formula, mm-hmm. And so Dopexil increases our ability to produce dopamine. And so for those people out there who are interested in how, I'll be brief. So we developed, so in Europe, they use, so in the United States, a lot of our anti-anxiety meds, our anti-depression meds, a lot of the medications attach to GABA receptors. And so it disrupts, when it attaches to a GABA receptor, it disrupts how the brain functions beyond the GABA receptor. So that's going to affect dopamine production. It's going to affect norepinephrine production. It's going to affect serotonin production. So a lot of pharmaceuticals that we in the United States, or at least in North America, use, if they attach to the GABA receptors, which then limits our ability to produce dopamine. In Europe, they use different pharmaceuticals to go directly to the dopamine receptors and bypass the GABA, because the GABA attaching to GABA receptors disrupts the entire flow of information to the dopamine and the more consequential neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin. So in Europe, they use pharmaceuticals that just attach to dopamine receptors, because dopamine receptors can replenish. But when you attach to GABA receptors, it reduces the ability to replenish the dopamine receptors, because it's disrupting the entire flow of rebuilding.
So is what Europe doing, that works?
It's been working for them for decades. And so in the United States, we don't necessarily use very efficiently dopamine-based pharmaceuticals. We use GABA-based pharmaceuticals. And so the active ingredient, I know there's 30 years of science that shows and communicates how specific components activate the production of dopamine. So what I did is, I'm like, okay, if certain components activate the production of dopamine, then we should be able to build in the repair mechanism along with that. So we can not only activate dopamine, we can also replenish the reserves and the stores of dopamine in the dopamine receptors. And so that's how this is actually working. And then for those two components, then we add in the amino acid complex, which activates the brain. And so then we can actually activate the brain, we can activate the production of dopamine, and we can rebuild the depleted stores of dopamine in the reserves, or the dopamine receptors. And so people who've commented or emailed me this week, and how come I don't feel the same from the original samples of Mood Booster, instead of how come with Dopexil I don't necessarily get the same feeling? Like, because if we chase a feeling, the feeling is the emotional construct. That is the first thing we're going to notice, is how our emotions improve, because we're so depleted in the first place. And so once we start rebuilding those receptors and the dopamine stores, it's not going to be emotion-based. It's going to be functional-based. What's going to start rebuilding those neural pathways? It's going to start improving our immune system. It's going to start improving our nervous system. It's going to start reversing neuropathy.
Yeah, that's a misconception, that dopamine is a mood booster. Well, there's a lot more to it than
that. That's right. It is. There's a lot more to it. That's only a single component.
Is the supply of dopamine in the brain, is it finite? Is it can it be expanded, or is it always the same amount in there?
We produce it, and so, but if we deplete our reserves, our stores, and we're not okay. So here's some of the things that trigger the response of dopamine. Caffeine triggers the production of dopamine. Smoking cigarettes triggers the production of dopamine. Consuming alcohol triggers the production of dopamine. I think that's more of a defense mechanism with those components, because it's trying to counter the caffeine, it's trying to counter alcohol, it's trying to counter cigarettes. However, it still produces dopamine. Exercising produces dopamine. Shopping produces dopamine. All these things trigger the production of dopamine. And so with a health and doctors, when they say, get out there and exercise, go out there and be social, social engagement also engages the production of dopamine. So all these things, especially as we age, when we do these things, we trigger the production of dopamine. However, at the same time, if our reserves or our receptors are depleted, we don't get that same benefit.
Well, we don't feel the same I don't feel the same at 71 that I used to. I come close to it thanks to your supplements, especially Restore, Chilajet, the liver one. Those get me close, but we really don't feel like we used to. And so, you hit on age.
Yeah.
What about people my age? How can this become an anti-aging formula? And how does that work?
I actually believe that dopamine is the key to aging across the board, because dopamine regulates metabolism. Dopamine regulates how we produce cholesterol, or how we regulate cholesterol. Dopamine is the key to regulating glucose, blood sugar. And so if we look at all these variables of what dopamine does, it actually explains a lot from a lot of different places, that if our dopamine receptors are depleted and our ability to produce dopamine isn't there anymore, then maybe this is actually the cause of aging in the first place. So short-term memory loss is directly correlates to not producing enough dopamine. Long-term memory does not necessarily associate with dopamine, because the long-term memory, it has to do with we want to remember things, or something gets triggered to where we respond to a memory. Anything can activate long-term memory. Short-term memory is a bit more challenging, especially as we age.
That's fascinating. What is the chemical construct of dopamine?
I don't know the chemical construct of dopamine. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter, and it's also a hormone. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's a little confusing that it's both. A neurotransmitter means it can improve communication within the brain, and it's also a hormone. So that'd be hard to
emulate. Yeah.
Yeah. So it doesn't. Absolutely. To me, it's like those arguably could be two different.
You want to trigger the body to make it naturally.
To just trigger the body to make it, and the brain to make it, is a key factor, because I believe dopamine regulates the nervous system. So anyone who has neuropathy, whether it's type 2 diabetic based, whether it's, chemotherapy based, if we don't produce enough dopamine, our nervous system is going to retreat.
So you take your Dopexol.
Yep.
What does that do?
It's going to start rebuilding our ability to produce dopamine. It's going to start rebuilding the receptors to store dopamine. So it's going to start rebuilding the entire system. So some people for the first week might notice a change in mood, might improve their emotional construct. It might balance out a lot of emotions. Some people have said that they just feel flat. I'm like, the reason people feel flat is because arguably they were manic-y. They may have been super excited for a few days, and then they feel depressed for a few days. So that's kind of an extreme on both ends. When we have when we can produce enough dopamine, that more stays more in a balance of what's more natural, or what humans are supposed to experience, is when we feel really good about something or we accomplish something, we feel good. When we're sad about something, we feel sad. But to have extremes on either end, that's not necessarily natural. So dopamine regulates emotion.
And regulates depression.
There's a huge balance in there. And so what I've been recognizing with myself, I've been a guinea pig with this since I developed it, is that for the first time yesterday, I actually felt good from drinking a cup of coffee. I've not felt any effect from coffee for 30 years. And so I've never felt a caffeine buzz. I haven't felt anything like that for 30 years. Yesterday morning, drinking coffee in the morning, I felt a caffeine buzz. I'm like, that's not possible unless I'm actually rebuilding dopamine stores.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, it's continually evolving, and it contributes more and more to the fact that dopamine's the key. I mean, because dopamine regulates has an effect on metabolism. All these things we're talking about, these things decrease as we age. And so if dopamine does all these things and all these effects happen as we age, then it's easy for me to look at dopamine's the key.
I love how obsessed you are. Dopexol is at brainhealthformulas.com. Front page?
Front page.
All right, should be. Derek Lee is here at brainhealthformulas.com. You have questions, number to call or text 775-884-9910. Back in a few for one more segment. I'm John Potter, live and local, Saturdays 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 948.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. 9:52 is our time. John Potter with Derek Lee. One more segment. There is so much money wasted on supplements that are a crock.
Yeah.
And we were just talking during the spots there about the fake articles that we read.
Yeah.
That you find the source and it's just some nitwit who is paid to write an article to endorse a product. And it hit me when I told you that, hey, you know, my Medicare plan, advanced, what do you call those Medicare plans that go through the hospital? Anyway, they give you $50 of free over the counter every month, and they have a brain health pill. And I told you what the ingredients were, and their ingredients were a fancy name for a coffee bean. I forgot what it was, but you said that's just a coffee bean.
Yep.
And this thing, $19.95 for 30 capsules.
Yeah.
And doing the same thing as a cup of coffee would do.
Yep.
There's so much junk out there. Doesn't it make you mad?
It irritates me. Yeah, it does.
This is good money wasted down the drain.
Yep.
Testing. How's it going? I mean, you basically go by reviews from people who buy the products.
Yeah.
You have a wild, hardcore following for Restore.
Yep.
That's still the granddaddy, huh?
It is still the granddaddy. Miracle Liver is running a close second.
Isn't that weird?
That's a favorite.
I mean, of all your products, yep. I probably have selected based on how they make me feel. They turn out to be your top three products.
Yeah.
I do Miracle Liver, Restore, of course, and Shilajit.
Yeah.
And I just feel great.
Yeah. I love us.
Yeah. I just come in here, ramble off top of my head. You know, it's working on my brain.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
What else I can tell you?
Oxytocin nasal spray is also anti-inflammatory specifically for the brain, which I find fascinating as well. And so, yeah, there's so many things that are beneficial that science doesn't necessarily want to talk about. And so I that's one of the things that I find most fascinating is why isn't more of these things talked about?
Why doesn't the FDA bang the drum for products like oxytocin?
Because in banging the drum and promoting the benefits of oxytocin would disrupt a significant amount of financial income to the FDA and to the pharmaceutical manufacturers, because when we improve how the brain functions, that reduces the amount of money that pharmaceutical companies actually make.
That's really the entirety of the money they get.
That's it.
Probably is pharma. I mean, it's a monstrous industry.
They sponsor
entire half hours of network news. That's all you see.
Yeah. And so if you look at it from the place of there's one area where pharmaceuticals have not actually been able to get into, and that's to get a drug to pass through the blood-brain barrier to actually benefit the brain. And so just based on that alone, it really communicates how they're pushing every possible way they can think of to get a drug to benefit the brain. I think that's more of a talking point than anything else, because the brain will never allow a synthetic compound to actually pass through the blood-brain barrier, because that's going to be detrimental in some way, shape, or form to the brain. So they stimulate a production in the body to affect the brain, but never actually benefits the brain.
I've been learning a lot of fascinating things about the blood-brain barrier. Dr. Huberman, my favorite podcast, says that's what alcohol does.
Yep.
It crosses through the blood-brain barrier, and this is a toxic ingredient. It attacks the brain immediately.
Yep.
And there are things that cross over the blood-brain barrier, like several of your products, that actually have a positive effect. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Well, I hope so.
The amino acid complex is going passing through the blood-brain barrier very easily, and so this is how we can improve the function of the brain's amino acid complex, which is in every single formula with the exception of the nasal sprays and the skin serums. So when we can activate the brain, that encourages the brain alerts the brain that, hey, these components or this formula is available to be utilized, because without that communication, the brain doesn't know what nutrients we're actually receiving. You know, there's the communication from the gut to the brain, but how does that actually work? Nobody ever communicates that. Well, the gut-brain axis. Well, what does that mean?
Right. And what about all these worthless supplements who you swallow? They don't get through the blood-brain barrier. They just sit in your stomach. Yeah. How much effect could they have?
That's what great marketing is for, I guess. Because if people spend a lot of money marketing, and if they market their products good and it wins over the public, that's all it takes.
Well, keep speaking the truth.
That's all I know how to do. That really is. And to my own detriment and to the benefit of everyone listening, I'm happy to explain everything that I know.
All right, folks, go on brainhealthformulas.com. Try Restore. I would say first step, but I'm tempted to say try a Dopexil first step, because Derek lives on your reviews of how it's affecting you, and it's very important to him to hear about what effects these products have on folks.
Yeah. So another thing that Dopexil's shifted is it reduces the blood pressure, reduces high heart rates. It starts to balance out anything heart related. And so I also believe that, especially with type 2 diabetes, that it's all, I believe type 2 diabetes has a lot to do with communication from the brain. So dopamine's this significant neurotransmitter and hormone that regulates electrical communication. We improve dopamine, we can benefit the heart and the pancreas. Thank you, John.
God bless you. All right, Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com is the website. Derek, we'll talk to you by phone from Southern California next Saturday. All right, take care, buddy. Thanks again. I'm John Potter, live and local, back with you after Fox News, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:58.